No, there's two track threes.
Well, no, okay. Well, the one we just played was the one on the bottom. That was Brazilian Money. Okay. My pick of music was one of my favorite bands right now from Edmonton with We Can Just Stay.
Wait a second. They're from Edmonton? They're not from... Oh,
no, it's one of the guys from the Wicked Awesomes and all of his brothers.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So all his brothers are in Brazilian Money?
Yep.
Awesome. Did you see that show where they did the barbecue your own waste?
No, I didn't. I didn't have a chance because I was said. That was the day I was throwing two shows and playing.
Oh, that was the Sunday one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right on. This is a band from Lethbridge
again.
Yeah. So I have nothing wrong with that. This is the Myelin Sheaths. Originally Canadian members of Endangered Ape, two members of that band, and now they have
one member. Sorry.
It's just Paul?
It's just Paul.
Huh, interesting. I was going to tell you something.
Oh, you're responsible for this band. We talked about that.
No. a guy from the backyard show that we played in Lethbridge is living in my basement.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know which one it is.
We can talk about this in the car. We got like 2 minutes. You should listen to the show next. I'm already psyched about it just from talking to the host.
Yes, Sean from Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's his last time on the air for a little bit, but hopefully he'll get his ass back onto his show, a permanent show, which will be his forever to do whatever he wishes.
Nothing's forever, Chris.
Nothing's forever.
Goodbye.
Terror and destruction of Demon Sea. My associate here, the Reverend Blind Grim III, has challenged not just me, but his God to see who can strike down the power of anger and frustration. If you, Reverend, could so-called deliver me from evil, then it can only be done by summoning the air that smells of agonized combat. In short, this show is a duel of who can ensue pure destruction. From me, you will hear the skeleton armies across the red-brown earth on the march. You will hear men impaled on lances hung from giblets, drawn on spoked wheels and fixed to the tops of bare trees. You will see bodies open to the crows, legions of the dead forming up behind shields made of coffin lids. Death himself astride with his slat back. Hack. If our guest DJ is not peaked for blood, he will surely hear Death's Sith held ready as he presses people into haunted swarms towards the entrance of my hell trap. To introduce you to this Jesus freak, ghost of a man, the Reverend Blind Grim Jebediah III.
Hello there. Yep, let me begin to say to our listeners out there that against this backdrop of ash skies that Mr. Biff Webster will be playing, he is competing with me to see who can summon which god harder. Who can really get God going to that peak? Who can make Christ explode? His love for me is really this next song by a band called Sepultura. They a Mississippi jug band that started down there in the Shawville Delta Plantation as a real shiggy, diggy, broke-ass, redeeming-ass, poor-ass jug band. Here is them with they congregation clapping, stomping, screaming, and a-shouting. I really, really hope that you like it.
Abandoned father, you have no valor amongst metal gods.
Well, good morning.
Oh, well, thank you for listening in. I thought that was a bit bleak. It was a bit guttural for me. This next song might have some material that's a bit offensive to our viewers, or listeners, rather. So I just wanted to prepare you for that. This is a group from Mississippi, and they're called Vital Remains, with a lovely track, Questioning Your Faith. It's called Where Is Your God Now? And if that doesn't get Jesus' foot just shaking and stomping and pointing, I don't know what does. But I don't know much about that, so I'm going to hand it over to Biff Webster, our other DJ here. We are broadcasting live from some metal parking lot somewhere. What can we expect next, Biff?
I will take your challenge into a nosedive!
Well, I don't exactly know what that means. I would have to say that your darkness has no friend here. And that, why should I even attempt to compete with you if all you're gonna do is begin to shout at me? Why don't we play something for everybody?
Shotgunning beers with 40 ounces and power drills. What we have next lined up for you is some lovely heavenly gospel. This is God's Got It.
Well, if you need it, God got it. God got it. Thank you.
back in full force. This can be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last. Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And we are back here on CITR 101.9. I am Blind Reverend Grimm III. That last track that we had was a band by the name of Reverend Charlie Jackson. And next up we have some more excellent, excellent gospel for you. This is a band called Phobia. A song that they did called Drunken Spree of Violence. And it goes into my subject matter, which is the dark and flood of 19 and 27. That is where I thought Jesus come down on this earth. And I thought humanity and the devil's legion swarm into a spiritual war of poorly told folklore. And the devil came over the levee and said, "Danger!" But I played the air. Here on CITR FM, this is Phobia.
Destruction! Salvaged guttural ooze staining the air with poison! What do we have next, Reverend?
Well, our next up that we have lined is a lovely group by the name of Slayer. It must be Slayer. And the song is called War Ensemble. And this goes into the spiritual war that I was speaking of, where there were the waves of God and we were on the earth, and then underneath the song ran out from this legion of doom, and there was this martyr, and it was sheer terror. And this song described my experience in the catastrophe.
Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
We are still broadcasting live from some heavy metal parking lot. Right now, we got lined up for you, Joy in the Bellaloo Land.
Well, nothing but joy.
Joy in the Bellaloo Land.
When I
take my serious band.
Joy
in the bye-bye.
It's
my poor God.
Well,
my love one gone.
No,
see my
no,
serious band.
Nothing but joy.
Joy in the Bellaloo Land.
Well, nothing but joy.
Joy in the Bellaloo Land.
When I
take my serious band.
Joy. Talk about joy
in the beautiful land
when I
see this
man. Lord, when I
well,
Lord, nothing but joy
in the beautiful land
when I see this man.
That just reminded me of Legions of the Dead sort of swarming up behind lines with coffins made of other bodies and skeletons. That's one reason that I really like that. And next up we have a band by the name of the Sherfwoods. This is CITR-FM. We are joined here with Biff Webster, and we are shotgunning 40-ounce beers using a power drill. This is called El Scorpio.
And I knocked the front. life's kind of getting out of control. I think. I don't know if you agree. Would you hand me that ice cream? You know, it's like what it is, I know you heard the word 1,000 times. It's a rat race. You know, I went through the contortions of hell. I have alcoholic seizures. Wind up in the hospital and everything else. Now I'm sick. I'm shaking like a leaf. It was like Silly Putty, and they threw him in the car and beat him in the paddy wagon and beat him to death. I hit one of those, and I knocked the front wheel off into outer space, and I kind of got angry myself, and I said, have a lot of guns. I like salad. I just ate a nice salad. Baked potato with some cream cheese and chives. You know, I like to eat a salad. Why, do you have something in mind?
Some financial aid.
Pound for pound, dollar for dollar, that's a lot of heavy metal for your money. What we have up next is something a little more heavy. What would you say to that?
Well, I think that I have, in general, won this competition for the most part. The band that I have played have been kinder. They've referenced the Lord in more ways, and they offer more redemption. So why do you think that you could win in any way?
I'm beat him to the ground! You are nothing to me!
I'm bleeding now. We need some help in here. But next, I got something that's even heavier than you ever heard. This is a band that is from 1922. They play a pretty heavy form of loud rock. They made this with the congregation in Alabama. This is De-Christianized.
Heavier jams than the next guy. This next one is called Heaven on Their Minds.
You say Listen, Jesus, I don't like what I see. All I ask is that you listen to me. And remember, I'm in your right-hand man all along.
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah, yeah. You have set them all on fire. They think they found the new Messiah. And they'll hurt you when they find their own. I'm calling on you. Oh, Jesus.
And we are podcasting live at CITR.ca. That podcast is also available for streaming and download. CITR.ca. Then go to podcasts and search the show Mantith Cabinet. The most recent show features Mr. Biff Webster and myself. I am Reverend Grimm, blind or something, the third. This next track that we have is going to be our last one to wrap it up, just to show that I have beat Mr. Webster into a pulverized casket. This is a charming group from 1932 featuring the Reverend Tommy Johnson. It is called Let the Killing Begin.
If you be the Christ, the Son of God.
Are you the Christ?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
With a prisoner.
Let the killing begin.